Hi guys!
Welcome back to the Unraveling the World podcast.
Before we get into today's episode, let's hear from our sponsors.
This week's episode, after a very long time, we decided to talk about something more laid back and something that's very relevant to our everyday lives now that we're juniors. So we wanted to talk about standardized testing, and this mostly is probably going to be about like SAT or ACT. So that being said, does anyone want to start off?
Yeah, so for me, obviously, like, I feel like most of our school and most of our grade is, like, all across the globe, we're going to take the SAT. And I feel like the most controversial idea around, like, standardized tests is
factor to
kind of measure a student's knowledge, and I guess we can focus on that. So, like, to give my perspective on it, I don't think it is necessarily like a completely like useless like thing to kind of measure students' capabilities or knowledge, but I don't like the amount of pressure that SAT and standardized tests have on this day and age. Expect maybe this is like very focused in on like our district, but I feel like especially like parents and have like made it like seem as a way that like for college for I don't, okay so like parents have made it feel for like their kids or something that's the only thing that will help them reach an Ivy League or like a really good college, when that is not the case at all. Like, I've seen like several people who are in these colleges say that like standardized tests and having good scores are like an important factor in your application, but like that's not all that they focus on. And I think that's something that not a lot of people are aware of, which is why I think the amount of pressure that standardized tests have today should definitely be reduced.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like a lot of people have this misconception that, like, oh, if you get, like, a 1500 or a 1550, you're secured, like, a position in a really good school. But that's not really the case. Like, people have really good grades. People have, like, really good test scores. But they still don't have a lot of these colleges. And I feel like a lot of parents have this misconception. And I feel like that's also why a lot of people or a lot of students have pressure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, there are so many other factors that play into it, like extracurriculars. And even besides grades, like, extracurriculars do play, like, a way bigger role that in America compared to, like, other countries, which is why a lot of parents, especially immigrant parents, don't understand that. Because like, especially, like, I'm gonna give you an example, like in India, right? My dad, I believe, like, he used to be like the typical stereotypical, you know, he loved cricket, and like he like would never be able to, like, he like completely quit cricket, I think, after like sixth grade, I think, because like he was like, no, I have to study extracurricular, you know, like no extracurriculars, it's just study there.
Yeah. So,
like, extracurricular, like, but here it's, like, different, you know? It's not like that here. Here, like, if you, like, if, say, you have, like, a 4.0 and 4.9 or 4.8, weighted and unweighted, and you got a 1590 SAT score or 1600, God knows, you know? Like, I feel like, and if you have, like, zero extracurriculars or, like, none that are, like, really stand out, like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I feel like, also, it's, like, very, like, standardized tests are very, like, I feel like they're catered to a very, like, niche type of student, which is, like, a student who's typically, like, usually, like, really good at, like, test taking, which is something that not everyone, and that is not something that comes easily to some people. Like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, for me to, like, do well on a test, like, I have to study, like, I have to really put in my work, and, like, I have to study, like at least like a lot the day before if I've procrastinated or like spaced out, or I have to put in work. Like, compared to like some of my peers, like they don't have to put in as much work to fully like do necessarily like well on the test. I mean, like, do, like, necessarily do bad on the test. So I feel like that kind of shows the difference on, like, the, that kind of, like, adds the spotlight to the negative part of standardized tests, which is why I think it should be, like, altered to fit. I don't know how, I don't know what the alterations could or what they can be, but I do think they need to be changed to kind of fit all type of, to all types of students, right? So that's just one of my, like, ideas about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I think that everyone just has, like, different learning capabilities. Like, even for SAT, I'm sure they've all, like, studied and yeah. everything. But, like, in the beginning, like, I thought, like, it was standardized testing. I was like, oh, it's just, like, school-level-based stuff. But it's actually much harder than you think. And, like, a lot of people talk about, like, oh, how it's, like, really easy and stuff. But for me, it takes, like, a lot of practice to even get, like, I don't know, what people might consider an average score. So.
Yeah. What do you guys think are is, like, the future of standardized tests? Especially in, like,
different countries. I think they're going to stay. They're definitely going to stay. Like, I don't know. The SATs have been here since, like, the early 1900s, I heard. I don't know. I think they're going to stay. And...
No, I feel like, I feel like they're good. See, that's my like, other thing. I feel like standardized tests, though, like, they make, it forces people to, like, get into that, like, regularly studying habit. So I feel like it establishes, like, good study habits into students who might not have them. Because, like, for me, like, you guys can, like, share your experience, but, like, for me, when I'm continuing, I'm also, like, studying for SAT now, but in the beginning, like, it made me, like, create, like, a schedule and come up with a routine to constantly, like, find something that works for me, which, like, I feel like it's the habits that it creates that are, like, more helpful than the test itself. But, like, it's interesting because I feel like we always bring up India, but, like, India's, like, study, like, standardized tests and stuff, they're, like, they have, like, the students are have so much pressure on themselves, and, like, the 10th grade board exam, it's, like, if you are not, like, if you do not reach that level, like, it's extremely hard to actually get in India,
mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because some, like, the CEOs and everyone are all Indians, so I don't, it's, like, hard to have, like a solid perspective on whether they do in fact showcase, like, a good future or, like, stuff for students. Like, do you think what difference do you think there is in India versus, like, here?
Well, before talking about that, I wanted to bring up or mention or talk yeah. about the previous point that you made about if standardized tests are gonna stay.
Yeah,
I think that they will stay, but I feel like it's going to be changed a lot over the years. Like, college boards announced that in 2024, they're going to make it, like, online. And I've heard people, or I don't know if college boards directly said this or if people are talking about this,
yeah.
but they mentioned that they're going to make it, like, specific to each student, and it's going to be more, like, math. Like, kind of like the standardized testing map, like, each question you do, you get a question based off of that. And I don't know if that makes it harder or easier, but it's kind of, like, less.
Would that, like, be fair, though?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't like the math stuff. Because, like,
I feel like I like the formatting of the SAT, even if I might not, like, even if, mm-hmm. like, I like it better because it's, like, a clear and cut thing, like, what you should study for.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if it, like, keep continuously, like, builds on something, then it's, like, not, I don't, it's not testing what I prepared for and what I didn't. It's just testing what I did prepare for. I feel like it takes away from, like, the, you know? That's what I wanted to, like, what do you think is, like, the differences between, like, the standardized tests or, like, the pressure on them in India versus here?
I think we need to address, like, the main differences between India and here. Like, in America, they prefer well-rounded students. Like, you have to be good at extracurriculars. You have to have, like, volunteer hours. involved in a lot of things. It's not just your GPA, and it's not just your test scores. Even if you have all of that, like, so many people, like, don't get into good colleges, even if they get, like, a 15-50 and they have, like, a 4.0 GPA because maybe their extracurriculars weren't that good. So in India, it's more, like, just academic space. Like, you have to be really good at, and, like, at the top of your class. So I feel like it's very different.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the pressure, do you think it builds good study habits in students? So, like, what has been your experience, like, with studying for the SAT so far?
I mean, I think I'm definitely more, like, worried because maybe I didn't, like, I've always taken, like, school, like, seriously, but I feel like I've become more, like, conscious or, like, more, like, aware, like, oh, I need to be really good. But, yeah, I think it's, like, I've built study habits. Like, I always, like, take a part of my day, time management, because I can't just, like, not be studying, like, for an entire month and then just, like, doing it again, you know?
No, but I feel like it's, I don't know. I honestly feel like in the future, like, going back to that point, I honestly don't think that, it's interesting because you both said that there will be standardized tests. I don't think, obviously, I do think there's going to be tests, but I think the SAT will be either something completely different or not exist at all. Like, I'm talking, like, way in the future because I think the focus will more shift on, like, how the student performs, like, throughout their year. And as Abby, you mentioned, like, how they are is, like, how well-rounded they are. Because I honestly agree with that. Because, like, going back to the, like, thing about, like, how SAT doesn't cater to every, like, student type. Because there's, like, many students who are either, like, who get extremely anxious before tests. Like, I definitely get extremely anxious before tests. And that can, like, affect or have, like, a negative impact on the way that I perform to some extent. And there's obviously students whose that, like, trait can affect their tests really badly, and I feel like that's like a lot of students. And so because of like certain small factors like that, I do think that way in the future, I don't think it'll be a thing, and the focus will kind of shift from instead of SAT, like more about extracurriculars and, you know, I don't even know, like extracurriculars and like the things that they're involved in, which is basically that, and how they're like performing throughout their school year. Because if a student is able to continuously like study the same thing and they're able to do well, like yeah, but that doesn't like show or indicate anything about how they'll perform in the future, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know, I think that as time goes on, we'll see like a lot more changes, and I feel like there'll be like less focus on academics, but I also feel like people are getting way more competitive over the years. I'm looking more at my, like, I have a younger brother, and I'm looking at like his sort of, I'm not saying like, I don't know, I feel like the atmosphere is different, even though he's just like three grades like younger than me, three or four. I don't know, I feel like the atmosphere is very different, or maybe just because he's more obsessed with like, and like, he really likes not competitive about it, but I just feel like everyone's nature's kind of changed.
Yeah. All right. I think we kind of covered some of the main elements about, like, the positives of standardized tests and also the negatives. Do you guys have anything to, like, kind of add or before we, like, end?
No, I think that's about it.
Just don't overstress about the SATs.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything happens. You're going to get to a good college regardless of your score.
Yeah. All right. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.